The Gemara today introduced us to the concept of Tumah B'tzibur. We have two shittas. It's either Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, completely mutter. It's not considered as though you're overriding the Tumah out of necessity. It's mutter l'chatchila. It was matter, bringing a carbon tzibur b'tumah. The other shita holds it's Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. It's not mutter. The Tumah still poses a concern, but you can ignore it, you can override it. And Rashi says, the nafkamina would be that preferably you meant to look to do it b'tahara, or at least minimize the tumah, or you need a tzitz to help you out. So those are three differences between hutra and dchuya. If it's merely a dchuya, then it's out of necessity. If you can avoid it, better avoid it, or at least minimize the tumah. But if none of those apply, you can bring the tumah, provided you have that tzitz covering for you and undoing the effect of the tumah. You need re-tzitz. Gemara says that the working assumption is, that the general belief is, the kuli amma hold tumah d'chuyah hi b'tzibur. It's an interesting kasha, because we know that there are two things that a carbon tzibur can override: tumah and also Shabbos. This was discussed at the outset of our daf. We have karbanos which are doicha Shabbos and tumah. Now, in the Gemara Yuma daf mem vav amud beis, it seems pretty clear that when it comes to Shabbos, bringing a carbon tzibur on Shabbos, there we don't say it's merely doicha Shabbos. It's out of necessity. It's a bidyevet. Try to avoid it. No. It's lichatchila. Tumah, carbon tzibur is hutar b'Shabbos. Asks the Beis HaLevi, why this difference? Why when it comes to tumah, do we say it's merely a dechuya? It's a b'di'evet, out of necessity, try to avoid it. When it comes to Shabbos, which is really similar in nature, it's dechat tumah, it's dechat Shabbos. Why Shabbos do we say it is lichatchila, it's mutar, it's hutar b'tzibur? Says the Beis HaLevi, very simple. A carbon which is brought on Shabbos, that's not just circumstantial, that's built in to the schedule. We knew from Sheshes Mebereshes, Eternu, Hashemnu, that at that specific year, the carbon which is meant to be brought, let's say, on the first day Yontif, will actually be brought on Shabbos, because the first day Yontif will fall out on Shabbos. Initially, when the Torah instructed you to bring that carbon on that first day of Yontif, it took this scenario into account, because you can't bring it any other way on that day. If the first day Yontif falls out on Shabbos, that is going to be a Shabbos carbon. It's not merely a product of some unforeseen circumstances, like Tumah. Therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, that's Hutra, as opposed to Tumah, which is merely a result of some sort of circumstance that occurs, some sort of event. It so happens that they became Tumah, which necessitated bringing the carbon b'tumah. That wasn't really built into the schedule. It wasn't meant to be so lichatchila. Sure, hashkach ha-pratis, Hashem knew, everything's meant to be, but it's a circumstantial thing. It's not built into the schedule. It's not the way it was set out to be. It's a deviation from the norm. Therefore, over there we hold, it's d'chuya. Do it, but it's b'di'evet. We have conflicting elements here. You have the carbon, you have the tumah, which negates the carbon. You need the tzitz to take care of that. But, says the Beis HaLevi, in contrast to a carbon on Shabbos, that was meant to be so l'chatchila. There was no other way of bringing the carbon today. If it's b'tumah, yeah, there is another way. There's an alternative. If they were tar, you could have brought up a tahara. But on Shabbos, there's no other way to bring the carbon today except for on Shabbos. Therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, certainly when the Torah says bring the carbon, it was lichatchila. Tumah Shabbos is hutra. The carbon Shabbos is mutar. The carbon tzibur, sorry, is mutar. It's hutra b'Shabbos.